would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
This is a journey into sound.
Solange. Hey everyone, welcome back to Steve Henn's 100 favourite songs. That's right, 100 of my favourite songs, and they're coming at you every Sunday night until Christmas Eve. And tonight is show 6, and the date is the 26th, so that's pretty cool, isn't it? We're still in November, we haven't got to December yet. But it's getting cold, the snow is ready to fall, the government is ready to fall. But we don't care, because we are playing, actually, it's only 9 songs tonight, 50 to 42. And at number 50 is a local Birmingham band called Judas Priest. And we are all victims of changes.
Oh, she was fine. Once she was beautiful. Once she was mine. Anymore, now changes come over her body. She doesn't see me anymore.
Man, there you go. Judas Priest, Victim of Changes. Now, I could have... There's a couple of Judas Priest classics that you could have bunged in there. But to me, live... Oh, I saw Judas Priest so many times live. Saw them twice. Birmingham Odeon, I think, it was about maybe a couple of years in between. It could have been a year. And they were on Top of the Pops. And the concert didn't start till 10:30. And they came on stage and they said, very, very sorry, and we'll give you a free concert next week, which they did. Then it happened maybe the following year, Evening Star, I think, was a song, single. They did went to Top of the Pops as well, Thursday night. They recorded. Was it Thursday or did they record the day before? Didn't matter. And they didn't get on till 11 o'clock and they just came on stage and Rob Halford just came on stage and went, sorry. And off they did. I mean, they were brilliant live. Honestly, they were brilliant live. But they got caught up in the record machine of Top of the Pops. Yeah, and I never knew Rob Halford was gay. I was always at the front of the Odeon stage with my hands in the air. And he was all in his latex spandex tights and studs. And I never even thought about it. But Rob Halford is a tremendous heavy metal emissary. And if you can read his book, Confessional, then do read his book or get it on the audiobook, which I did. He reads it himself. And he had a hard time growing up. I think anyone back in those times had a hard time growing up if you were homosexual. But Judas Priest, one of my all-time favourite bands, no question. So, what are we going to do now, Steve? Well, we're going to move on to number 49. And it's never liked, I'm going to tell you who it is, Bob Dylan. Never liked Bob Dylan. My mate Andrew loved Bob Dylan, still loves Bob Dylan, and weirdly has now got a connection with Bob Dylan with the job that he does, and he's met him a few times. But that's neither here nor there. The here bit is that I wasn't really a big fan of Bob Dylan and Andy, huge, huge fan. And I was going through a terrible time with my love, of, as it were, way, way back when. And he did me a cassette tape. If you don't know what a cassette tape is, kids, you've missed out on absolutely nothing. You can have a Spotify playlist instead. But yeah, he gave me a mixtape of all Bob Dylan songs that would help me get through my emotional turmoil of the breakup. And to be fair, I Leopard Skin, Pillbox Hack, I can't remember them all. But this one stuck with me since then. And so I am now saying it is a classic. If you're a Bob Dylan fan, you're going to tell me that I'm blowing in the wind. And there are much, much better Bob Dylan songs than this. But I love this Bob Dylan song. And therefore, I want you. Number 49.
Guilty undertaker sighs, the lonesome organ grinder cries, the silver saxophones say I should refuse you. The cracked bells and washed out horns blow into my face with scorn, but it's not that way, I wasn't born to lose you. I want you, I want you, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Drunken politician leaps upon the street where mothers weep, and the saviors who are fast asleep, they wait for you. And I wait for them to interrupt me drinking from my broken cup and ask me to open up the gate for you. I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad. They've gone down, true love, they've been without it. But all their daughters put me down, cause I don't think about it. Well, I return to the Queen of Spades and talk with my chambermaid. She knows it, she's not afraid to look at him. She is good to me, and there's nothing she doesn't see. She knows where I'd like to be, but it doesn't matter. I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Now your dancing child with his Chinese suit, he spoke to me, I took his flute. No, I wasn't that cute to him, was I? But I did it because he lied, and because he took you for a ride. Because time is on his side, and because I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad.
I want you, honey, I want you so bad. There you go, Bob Dylan, a classic at number 49. Now, Bob Dylan, obviously, huge, huge influence on many, many, many people. Now, I have a young lady who, you might not know who this is. Some of you might not even know or have heard about her. But her name is Miley Cyrus, and I do adore Miley Cyrus vocally, and it's not like I'm not a weirdo. I mean, a lot of old men are quite weird about that sort of thing, and I am quite weird on normal situations, but with Miley, it's the voice is incredible. Also, this song, she got a hard time for this song, and I wanted to put Zombie. She does a brilliant cover of the Cranberries' Zombie. Yeah, and she did a great cover of Janis Joplin's. Anyway, yeah, some of her pop songs I really, really adore. But this, I think, is Miley Cyrus when she said, "Here I am, take me seriously, because I never, I did see her as Hannah Montana on Jonathan Ross once, and I thought, what a very bright child she was. But musically, this woman is incredible. And if you don't like this song, that's fair enough. You can go and listen to Lily Allen's cover of it, which is great. Or her godmother's done one on her recent rock album, Dolly Parton. But this is Miley Cyrus and Wrecking Ball.
48.
Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball. I think it divides people. She did a great version of that on Howard Stern's show. But live, that's a great song. And I Can't Be Tamed, I love that. And of course, Catitude. I'm sure that's not... Is it called Catitude? I don't know. But she's done some great songs. She's got a great voice. I adore Miley Cyrus. In fact, Miley Cyrus makes me wet. I do think this belongs to a lesbian. Because I don't know how it works. You know, being a bloke, I can't, but I'll tell you what, if I get tickets to a concert, if she does, because she doesn't like to tour at the moment, but if she does, I'm going to be there and I'll be wearing this shirt, and she might say, oh, you're an old leser.
She might not say that.
47. Steve, how many of these bands have you seen so far?
Well, I've seen Judas Priest. I haven't seen Bob Dylan. Haven't seen Miley Cyrus yet, but that is the one concert I really desperately want to go and see. The next band is song. It's one of my favourite all-time metal songs, and you've never probably heard of him, but you might have heard of the guitarist. The guitarist is goes by the name of Phil Collin, and he took over guitaring work on Def Leppard. But before that, he was in a band called Girl, which I saw. I saw the band Girl supporting somebody, probably Judas Priest, knowing me. But yes, this is My Number by Girl. It's a great little metal track. I hope you enjoy it. Go, Girl, My Number. Now, there's a cover of that version on Tinternet by an American band. I'm sure they say, I'll even bring you tea in bed, but the lyrics say to my bed, and it goes tea in bed. And there's no way they say to my bed, because why would you go to my bed? But it's tea, I'm sure it's tea in bed, but everyone's got the lyrics wrong. You'll have to listen to that back again. I can't be bothered because we're rocking and a rolling in the Wolverhampton Fiesta tonight. And if that's not a clue for one of the bands coming up after the next two bands, then I'll have to give you another one, won't I? Another clue. It's not Christmas. The next song, I've seen this band. It is Faith No More. What do you mean? It's easy. No, it's not easy. I would have put easy because it's a beautiful cover of the Commodores song with a beautiful, beautiful guitar solo in it. But Faith No More, another band really that people should hear of more, I think. Faith No More, you should hear more. It should be called Faith Hear More Of. You can tell I'm just making this up as I go along. Faith No More, I saw supporting Guns N' Roses, and Guns N' Roses actually are not in my 100 favourite songs. They nearly made it with Paradise City. And they probably should have made it with Live and Let Die. But Live and Let Die was not really an original song. It was a cover song by one of those Beatles chappies. And the Paul McCartney version of Live and Let Die is very... Live and Let Die, say it so people can understand. The Paul McCartney version of Live and Let Die is really, 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 really very good. But is it my favourite James Bond song? No. My favourite James Bond song, I think it's coming up, because I don't think I've played it. My favourite James Bond song. My favourite James Bond song is in my 100 favourite songs. So you need to work that out if you want to. You can work it out, said the constipated mathematician with a pencil. Epic from Faith No More. Saw them sporting Guns N' Roses at Main Road in Manchester, which apparently was where they used to play football in blue. Oh. Number 46.
Just so sweet, but it makes no difference 'cause it's not.
I wish I could play the piano, but unfortunately, the piano is not my forte. That's my own joke, which I find it very, very, very good. It's like when my son used to play the trumpet, and I used to make him play the trumpet every day. And then one day he said, Dad, stop making him play the trumpet. I said, why? He said, because I want to play the trumpet voluntary.
What?
That's another joke. Jokes up, you know, and that aren't funny, and that's my shtick.
Huh?
Making jokes up that aren't funny. But no, that's a very good song, epic, from Faith No More, and I can tell you exactly that was released at some point in their career. But I can tell you that it was actually
46
on the Steve Henn Top 100 Songs. I did actually say very early on when I started doing this that a couple of songs are quite modern. And this one is a band I've seen twice, and I would never have heard of them if it wasn't for a man called Reg Dwight. For those of you who don't know who Reg Dwight is, it's Mr. Elton John, who I have seen live way back when at the Birmingham Odeon, and Kiki Dee came on stage and they sang Rocket Man. No, don't go breaking my heart. And I couldn't if I tried. But Elton John is epic, like Faith No More. But he said he'd been listening to this band called Greta Van Fleet, who sound a little bit like Led Zeppelin. Now, to sound a little bit like Led Zeppelin, a lot of people say they are just a poor man's Led Zeppelin ripoff. And they're not. I think it's just because the lead singer has a high falsetto voice. But there is a similarity to Led Zeppelin. It'd be wrong to say there isn't. But they are not Led Zeppelin. Do you know what I mean? And there's so much shit out there that sounds exactly the same. And this does not sound exactly the same to any Led Zeppelin song I've ever heard. So you can go and spin on that little finger there. So this is... Well, this is the song that I heard first of Greta Van Fleet. It is, without a shadow of a doubt, number...
45.
If you've never heard this song, Highway Tune, I can't build it up too much. It's quite good.
Stepping at the rear.
Greta Van Fleet from Michigan. Greta Van Fleet, the woman. Perhaps she was a well-known member of the community, and the boys stole their name. That's 2017. I have one, a new band that is still, I think, a couple of weeks away. I know. Who on earth, out of their 100 favourite classic songs, would put a new band from 2023? This track's from 2023. Pretty sure. I mean, it might be late 22, but I think it's 2023. Anyway, but that's to come. That is 2017, Greta Van Fleet, or as I like to call them, three brothers and a drummer.
What?
That was song
45.
And we've got three more songs to go, because tonight we are going from song 50 to song 42. Yeah, I may have said we're going to 41, but I made a mistake. You know, what are you going to do? Smack my bottom? Oh, mama. Right, go and check yourself out with some Greta Van Fleet, said the doctor. Yeah, Dr. Hen, we'll see you now. But what's the next song, Steve? If we've got three songs left, how does it make you feel? Well, I'll tell you how it makes you feel. I have seen this band several times. I saw them at Donington. I've mentioned it last week with Blue Oyster Cult and AC/DC. I saw them around Birmingham. I saw them at the Wolverhampton Fiesta. I saw them at Birmingham Polytechnic. Slade, one of Birmingham's greatest ever bands. Now, you could choose a lot of shouty songs from Slade and they'd still be brilliant. But this is from my favourite album. And I think it is now my favourite song. It used to be Far, Far Away. And it's from the album that begat the film, or the film that begat the album, Slade in Flame. It's probably not a good film to see anymore, although the songs in it are great. And I think Slade in Flame is my favourite album, although Old New, Borrowed and Blue is very, very, very similar in how much I love it. And that's got Every Day, which is also another song which should be in my top 100. But I'm going to go with How Does It Feel from Slade in Flame at number
44.
Facing another day.
still some sorrows. How does it feel?
I don't want to talk over that fade out. Oh my goodness. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. If you like music, you must love Slade. You must. My mum used to drink with Noddy Holder. It's Christmas in the trumpet in Bilston. She used to run a hostel for bad boys. And she'd go and have a drink in the pub in the lunchtime, and Noddy Holder was there. She never knew who he was, but there were just a couple of old people. No, sorry, Noddy. She's older than you. but they were just chatting. And when she told me she wasn't working there anymore, so I couldn't go and have a drink with her and meet one of the most wonderful singers that Birmingham has ever produced. One of. Obviously. So there you go, Slade. Check them out, people. Check out the Slade. Steve, have we got another band from the city of Birmingham? Yes, we have. Is it one of your favourite bands of all times? Obviously. Yeah, me and David, look, used to do a rock show on a Sunday. Music show. And we did a whole show on Magnum. Magnum are one of my all-time, obviously, favourite bands. I used to go and see them loads and loads of times in the area of Birmingham and elsewhere. And this is from their live album. I don't normally, in this show, I didn't want to put live songs in. I've tried to keep them as few as possible. But this is such a much better version than the album version. It's Reborn, and it's from their third album, which is a live album called Changes. And I just love it because Bob Catley, the singer, does lots of, oh, yeah. I apologise if you're listening on headphones. But it is Pan Tabitozzi. And it's number
43
from Birmingham, Magnum and Reborn.
Yeah! Do it! Yeah.
beacons of the past. Times before, as another day passed, secretly I hide all the funny feelings from deep down inside.
Magnum and the wonderful Bob Catley with his wails of, oh yeah, do it! Little things, as my wife used to say. So there we have it, number 43. Now, what is number 42? Well, that's a very good question. Life, the universe, and everyone in it. In it, isn't it? But no. I forgot about this song, and I wasn't... Okay, it's David Bowie. I'm finishing off with David Bowie. Now, or Bowie. David Bowie. I have a problem with David Bowie and people who love David Bowie because I think early Bowie is great, brilliant, wonderful. But anything from Let's Dance onward, China Girl, don't like it, don't like it. Early stuff, very, very good. Oh, let's see if I can find it for you, because honestly, you'll hate me.
That was a classic, but it's not in my 100 songs. Thank you so much for watching this week. We're going to finish with David Bowie, and I hope you enjoy it. So we'll see you again next week. Number
42.
Space Oddity.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare.